1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." Lanek ready, homely cooking. Matthew and I were walking by an Indian restaurant, and they obviously wanted to get some tourists in. So besides the Tamil advertisements, they had translated it into English. But whoever they had do the translation hasn't advanced too far in their spelling. They meant lunch rather than Lanek. And I don't know about you, but I wasn't too interested in eating homely Lanek. They also weren't too up on their English idioms. There's a big difference between a nice home-cooked lunch and a homely Lanek. It made me wonder, well, what am I getting across? All of our teaching is being done by translation. What are the translators saying? What are people hearing? You know, all of us like to end with a bang, if you will, to see that what we're doing has a purpose, it accomplishes something. So I wondered, you know, had my teaching really accomplished anything? Well, those last days of our teaching in India really did go out with a bang. We were gathered for a pastoral conference in a remote village, and we were actually sitting out on the patio court. Contrast to some of our days, the temperature was nice. There was a cool breeze. Pastor conference was going great. And we heard some drums begin to play down the road. Well, that was kind of interesting. A drum fanfare to our teaching. And the drums were kind of far away, but they started coming closer. Well, maybe they'd arranged for a drum fanfare for our teaching. But they grew closer yet, and it got a little louder. Some of the pastors were looking for what was going on. Well, it wasn't too bad of a distraction. But then it grew closer yet. And it was getting a little difficult to talk over it. And all of a sudden, bang! 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 I really thought somebody was shooting at us. They were firecrackers. But it was louder firecrackers than I have ever heard in the United States. It was more like the fireworks the professionals make in the July 4th fanfare. Besides the fireworks display that kept going on, that drum corps now came and actually stopped right next to the patio where we were trying to have a pastoral conference. And they were beating so loud, it would be like having a full drum corps playing for you at their loudest in your living room. It was impossible to talk. After about 15 minutes, they went on through other parts of the village, and we could continue. But it wasn't very long, and we could hear the crescendo rising again as they returned. And once again, they came and stopped right next to the patio where we were having our conference. See, the reason for the drum corps and the fireworks is because the man across the street from the church was retiring from the railroad, and they were having a celebration. So the bang of Mount Sinai can be very apparent in things that are happening all around us. It might be a drum corps. It might be a celebration. In many ways, the world produces a lot of bang. How easy it is for man, for the world, to outshout the gospel. It may be some momentary thrill that captures your attention. It might be a lot of noise. And yet, what about these things? Every one of them, sooner or later, dies. Every celebration of this world and everything that they celebrate, sooner or later, ends. What can these bangs really accomplish? They are really like the wind and the fire and the earthquake in our text. They can finally only threaten and destroy that man's end is coming. The earthquake shakes our foundations, shakes our self-security with a threat of doom. The fire burns away our excuses and rationalizations. The wind can knock us over, filling us with fears. But thanks be to God that you and I can turn from that earthquake, fire, and wind back to the still, small voice of the gospel. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses you from all your sins. His blood gives you a foundation that cannot be shaken. His righteousness removes from you every accusation of the law, delivers you from the fire of judgment that we deserve. His love lifts you and me up from where we fall under our fears to comfort us with His eternal comfort. Jesus alone gives the peace that passes all understanding. It really was a joy and a privilege to share that day, but all the time I was in Nepal and India with our fellow Christians there and see the impact that God's Word is having among them. A still small voice, silent as far as the world is concerned, and yet a hell-shattering bang. Because here Christ has opened the gates of hell to give us passage to everlasting life. It was a privilege to be there, though I was there only a short time. But you also have that privilege. You're supporting that gospel ministry with your prayers and your gifts. And not just over there. Every day when you walk into this gymnasium for chapel, you have the privileged opportunity to open your hearts to that still, small voice of God's Word. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses you from all your sins. That still, quiet voice is the message that has the real bang. For here the Holy Spirit is opening the gates of hell to set the captives free and bring you into the eternal jubilee of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 16, stanzas 1 and 2.